So the entire Ukrainian flag, which is all fiction, is a satanic symbol, no different than the pride flag, because we're fighting the demons of Ukraine. That's why Ukraine is the truth. Ukraine is the truth. When people realize the adrenochrome harvesting, the organ harvesting, right, the child sacrifice, the gun operations, the human trafficking, human, I'm talking about adults, all of the money laundering operations in the world run through Ukraine.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. So glad you tuned in. Thank you for being here. That was James Grundvig of AMP News, and you're not going to want to miss this one as we discuss the deep state war against humanity and the World Economic Forum's warnings about cyber poly attacks that they, of course, will create. And last but not least, Ukraine, the New World Order's heart of darkness. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful to have you all back. Thank you so much for clicking play. Guys, I have a new guest on the show today, and I'm delighted to have him because maybe our cup is still half full. Many of us are feeling desperate about the situation as the Republic falls to a Marxist regime. James Grundvig, he's the show host of Unrestricted Truth and one of the founding members of AmpNews.us. James, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Sean. How's everything today?
You tell me, sir. So many of us are really feeling desperate, as I just mentioned, as the Republic falls to these people. But John Durham has sussed this thing out. We now know who the deep state players are. And to me, they're all traitors. And I think we both know what the penalty is for treason.
Yeah, so John Durham is right, and the penalty for treason is this. And when the Durham report came out, I heard a lot of patriots who have done amazing work telling the truth the last few years, but they're thinking old school. They're thinking 2019, as if our court systems are going to adjudicate 50,000 people. They're not. As if the court systems are fair. They're not, right? So none of that's happening. So Durham didn't recommend any arrests. Why? Because he knows what's really coming. He knows tradition, murder, as in Seth Rich, like Seth Rich and others, and sedition has no statute of limitations. And those are the big things. And it's only going to be the military that actually comes in and does and really conduct all of those tribunals. They're coming if they already haven't started already behind our backs.
I want to dig deeper into that. Let's hear just one soundbite here from John Durham about the facts of the matter. As, by the way, Joe Biden and his son Hunter get a slap on the wrist. Biden doesn't get anything, of course, but Hunter Biden a slap on the wrist for his felonies, the very few of which were even looked into at all. Here's John Durham.
Steele dossier was entered into our congressional record. Was it true?
There is not a single substantive piece of information in the dossier that has ever been corroborated by the FBI or, to my knowledge, anyone else.
You know, if that's true, and we know it is, James, what should happen to these monsters, these demon creatures in the horror mockingbird mainstream media at CNN, Washington Post, the New York Times that openly lied to the American people and essentially rigged the election?
Well, they're in deep trouble. A lot, especially the editors in chief, the executive suite, the board of directors, the owners of all those five or six corporations own all the smaller news corps. They're all in trouble because they face the same treasonous, traitorous, seditious acts as many others in Washington, D.C. So, yeah, they could. Can you imagine Rupert Murdoch going to a military tribunal and being hung or shot? I'm serious about that. I think that would change the tenor in everything, but it's not going to happen until the people fully are awake. So we're going to go through this real violent hurricane storm and a lot of chaos this summer, because that is part of the awakening, and that is also the deep state, which is trapped, and trapped animals are very dangerous. You know, they're going to try everything to prevent the truth coming out of Kiev by Russia, because the truth is the deep state has got a sub headquarter in Washington, D.C., but the real global cabal that runs the deep states around the world and all the different politicians they own, that comes out of Ukraine. That is their center of base. That's their home base. And Russia's rolling it up. And Kiev is going to fall at some point this summer. And Russia, by the way, is going to have its own military tribunals, one in Mariupol and likely one in Kiev. And that comes later. So we're going to get a lot of the dark truths that come out of there. So the Durham report did what it's supposed to do, going back to that. It basically unequivocally completely proved the deep state exists, because the mainstream media has been gaslighting us for the past 3 years, saying the deep state is a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. And now the big media has nowhere to go. They can't talk about the Steele report, which is completely fabricated. You know, John Durham yesterday under oath, right? It's completely nonsense. There's not a shred of evidence. And when I read the Steele dossier, and I'm just going to call it the Amber Shower, or excuse the expression, piss dossier, I'm a New Yorker, right? I'm like, well, I know Trump. I lived in New York, Manhattan for 30 years. I was actually in a construction business. I never worked on any of Trump projects, but I certainly knew who he was in the 80s, 90s, 2000, so on and so forth. So I knew who he was. There's no way he's a germaphobe. There's no way Donald Trump was ever going to go into a bed with any unknown prostitute getting rained on. That was never his style. He would never do it in a million years. And when that was on page one of, like, what, 37 or 40 pages of this $12 million report, I'm like, really? That's the best fiction they could write? I couldn't believe it, right? Because there was not a shred of evidence to it. And of course, 5 years later, I'm proven right. Durham actually went through it, and there's nothing to it. And once you have a whopper of a lie on page one, then you know the rest of it is complete fabrication, BS, everything else. So when you start with the dossier, and that was used for Russiagate, the two impeachments, right? All of the mainstream noise against Trump. You know, and Trump's been out of office 2.5 years, and he's still getting beat on. I mean, really? This is, it's going to wake up people. And I guarantee you, a lot of people that voted for Biden, I'm talking about ones that actually have legitimate one vote in. I'm not talking about all the dead people or anything else like that. The ones that actually voted for Biden, and a great deal of them are Democrats, and are kind of centrist Democrats, and Bobby Kennedy, JFK Democrats, then I think what? They're going to have something called remorse. Because they didn't sign up for what the hell's going on. They didn't, you know, 3 years, we didn't see this wokeism in public schools, the drag queen hour. They've taken over New York City Public Library. They're now vetting people from going in to see a drag queen story for children. I mean, are you really? You think it's for the benefit of the children, or you think it's benefit for the pedophiles dressed up as drag queens? I mean, I know the answer to that. And so this is going on more and more. And so we're getting that slammed in our face daily. Right, you're getting in the Pride Month in baseball. The Catholics protested at a Dodger Stadium for Pride Month. This just goes on and on and on. Target got destroyed. Bud Light got destroyed. So that's the consumer side of all this. But we got a lot of other problems coming. You know, we got the World Economic Forum that promises us a cyber poly crisis. So what's a cyber poly crisis? Well, if you watch the military action over the past weekend, I usually like to have a relaxing weekend, but I couldn't. You had all this activity going on. It is like, holy smokes. Are you kidding me? And then you hear Dr. Jason Dean come on, and he basically calmly explains in his view from his sources, saying, you know what? There are 250 cities under threat of ransomware. And I started by saying to myself, hold on a second. So I went back and searched Davos, you know, this year, back in mid-January, and they had a 1 minute, 43-second video. And basically it says how the COVID-19 virus will be like the cyber virus. I'm like, really? So remember when Fauci predicted 2 weeks before Trump took office in January 2017, Fauci was at a Georgetown University luncheon. He's at the podium. He said, I promise President Trump's going to have a surprise outbreak, quote unquote, surprise outbreak in his first term. Well, how would you know he would have a surprise outbreak, since viruses don't think on their own? Oh, unless you're Fauci and you're sponsoring the virus, you're sponsoring the gain of function offshore stuff. So, okay, so now I know you got your hand in the cookie jar. You've invented this Frankenstein virus, and you promised Trump he's going to get it in his first term. Of course, it was his last year to what? To lock down, screw up the elections, everything else. All of this was far more than just a pandemic, right? Well, you got the World Economic Forum telling us the same thing. They come out and say, well, you're going to have a cyber polycrisis. How would they know there's going to be a cyber polycrisis unless they're already inside these cities, inside the firewalls of 17 or 30 cities in America, 250 cities around the world? How would they know unless they're already inside, whether they broke in already and sitting there, or whether they got a back door like Hillary Clinton's server from Westchester County, New York to China? I mean, like, really? So we got this. I actually believe that, yeah, the World Economic Forum and their hackers, they're going to blame Russia, but it's Chinese, North Koreans, and whoever else. No. They're already inside these cities. It is going to be a big problem coming up.
Well, it'll be a contrived problem made to happen, as you point to. All of this stuff, these are always false flags. And if the World Economic Forum or Bill Gates or anybody else of that nature is warning of a cyber poly crisis, well, then we know they're the ones that will bring it to us, just like they're the ones that brought us the contrived COVID crisis and the answer, the cure, right? The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. You mentioned something super interesting, and I do want to play a clip here from Archbishop Vigano in just 1 minute, but you mentioned something interesting about Ukraine sort of being the heart of the globalist deep state. I'm not going to dispute that because they're pouring billions, tens of billions of dollars over to Ukraine, but don't you think the real heart, let's talk about though really what the heart of the deep state is, this globalist deep state. We've got the city of London, right? We've got the rat's nest known as Washington, D.C. and the corporate government. We've got the UK's MI6. We have the CIA in Langley. Then you've got the element of the Vatican. You've got all of the demon creatures of the EU beyond the reach of law in Geneva, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Mossad in Israel.
Yep, so you do. Israel lasts.
Yeah. Why do you think Ukraine is really the heart of the deep state?
Because it's ridiculously simple. So we know the Vatican's been gutted, right? The gold bar has been taken back a number of years ago. The Vatican Bank went basically bankrupt at the end of last September. That was out in the news, mainstream news, no less. Sort of like Biden's not around anymore either. We're seeing four actors playing Biden and all sort of kind of green screen wizardry. That's what we're really seeing in those places.
Let me just jump in and ask one thing. You mentioned Biden, a fake Biden. I was actually, one of my questions on the list here is to ask you about what appears to be a Biden mask. Like there's somebody playing Biden. And then there's information from some family member. Was it his niece that he died 3 years ago? The actual Joseph Biden died 3 years ago. What in the heck is going on in Washington, D.C.? And by the way, the federal government is now Bud Light. The federal government has lost all of the confidence of any of the people of this country who can actually think. So the federal government is now Bud Light. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we've got a criminal
out of control government that has captured the FBI and the DOJ. And boy, I know I interrupted there, so we can get back to the heart of the deep state. But I also want to ask you, how do you have any hope that things are going to change when these people have captured the U.S. government? You said the military needs to take action.
Yeah, it's going to be the military white hats. And I can get to that a little bit later. So I'll explain that. It started with Lincoln. The 20 generals got together after the assassination of Lincoln, supported him, right? They knew they had a problem all the way back in the 1860s. They knew it. 1871, we get the creation of the thing called the Maritime Port of Washington, D.C., right? And then we're forever enthralled to the City of London, the Royal Family, the Crown Corporation, all of that back in 1871. Trump dissolves that like a minute before Biden supposedly steps into office on January 20, 2021. So the U.S. Inc. doesn't exist anymore. So I think we've been literally in a show. And you get all these weird anomalies, and we call them Biden anomalies, John Chambers and I, founder of American Media Periscope, since January of 2021, because the first day he had Joe Biden in office in the White House, supposedly. Behind him, it's what is it? Oh, it's Green Trees of June. It is a driveway that doesn't exist in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, OK, well, it's January in D.C. and there's no leaves on the trees. So right away, there was a big what? You know, there was a big psychotic break. What are we watching? Right. And even when Joe Biden, the fake Joe Biden, got in the vaccine last year, the fake vaccine, he was not in the White House at all. He was in it. Where was he? He's in a studio supposedly across the street. I'm like, really? So we're getting more and more of this. So I feel like we're almost in a movie. It's really bizarre. And the people in D.C. are following a script. They literally, most of them are. Yeah, there's some real activity going on. But the people I know in D.C., D.C. has been completely gutted. Since 2019, it's not the same place. They're off. U.S. Treasury's kind of functioning. IRS is kind of empty. Federal Reserve is basically gone. It's just all these weird different things. So we have that going on. But the white hats, the military, the only ones are going to save us. But we're going to have to save ourselves first. And what do I mean by that? We have to wake up. You and I are awake. Our friends might be awake. Family members might be awake. But in reality, I know the community I live now in Florida, they freaking go out and play golf and pickleball. And, you know, they're retirees. They don't want to be bothered by the problems of the world. And we're kind of insulated that way. We're not in Manhattan or San Fran or any of these other places. Or even Europe. Pick a city in Europe that's completely falling apart. We're not anywhere like that. So they don't really care about what's going on, but they're going to care. They're going to be forced to care. So we can get into that in a minute. But when JFK was assassinated 60 years ago, 77 generals and admirals, sort of like Lincoln, got together and said, we need to create a plan to save America. And they realized we don't know enough about our enemy. And if you can't define your enemy, you can't defeat them. It's that simple. And so what did they do? So the 77 generals and admirals got together, venture crew, and the 200 generals and admirals in the 90s, but they realized they had to infiltrate all of their organizations, Trilateral Commission, right? The Club of Rome, the Foreign Council, right? All of these, the UN, I mean, all of them. And then, of course, all the Freemasonry lodges, all of it, all the Pilgrim Society in England, Tavistock. They had to go into the CIA. They had to go everywhere and see how these people operated. And wouldn't you know it? They're not Marxists, they're not communists, they're not fascists. They are, right? But really, their masters is Satan. And when you think of Satan, you got Baal, you know, trying to poison us. And you got Ishtar, which is the transgender wokeism. And of course, you have Moloch, the child sacrifice, adrenochrome harvesting, abortion god, right? And so this has kind of been in our face the whole time. We just never made the mythological connections. But here we are. So they went in and had to decipher how they communicate out in the open, like all false flags, are not only announced as their drill a day before, like FEMA, downtown Manhattan on September 10th, day before 9/11, right? We get all, you know, Sandy Hoax was a drill. Boston Marathon, there was a drill, right? I mean, all of these things were drills. So so that's one way of their warped informed consent. They think that is one way of doing it. But when a false flag happens, they use the number 33 and other code numbers in newspapers because they own the newspapers, right? And so 9/11 is, square root of 9 times 11 is 33. Oh, well, what was the day that the World Health Organization declared a global pandemic? Oh, it's 3/11, 33. And so they have, even when Damar Hamlin died, you had a player stand up was 33. And so we continue to see this in photographs on street addresses. I'm sure George Floyd had the same thing when he went down. There's all kinds of numerology in it. So they had to decode all that numerology. They had to decode how they use numbers in their own open, hidden language in a way. They had to decode all the icons. If you look at Monster, you know, the energy drink, it's got three Hebrew symbols or numbers, and those symbols, the sixth letter of the alphabet in Hebrew, I don't know what they're called off the top of my head, but it's 666. Oh, that's kind of in our face. Once you decode it, once you decode it, right? CERN, 666. Disney, 666. They have it in you know, Disney World or whatever. You go through all of this, and you begin to decipher, and you see who they're really for. They're for evil. They're for total domination, transhumanism, depopulation. These are Satanists we're fighting, and people need to wake up to it. So give the White Hats a kudos for developing this amazing plan. They were, you know, the Law of War manual was updated, began the update by the military DOD General Council on the 12th of June, 2015. Well, and it took them 11 months to update it to match Geneva Conventions, right? And all of that stuff for military tribunals, executions, belligerent occupants. That's their legal name for the rats in DC. They're belligerent occupants, because they are occupying American soil now, the Republic of America. They're not occupying the maritime port anymore. That's what people don't understand. So that is happening. So you got a bunch of actors who probably been removed. Mitch McConnell was removed. Dianne Feinstein was removed. Fetterman was removed. We don't know what we're watching anymore. They've all been taken off the chessboard stage at some point, come back and looked ridiculous, defeated, whatever, right? All of that's happening. Mitch is in charge of nothing anymore. I can assure you that.
Well, he's a snake. The rhinos are just as bad as the demon rats. And everybody's so fed up with these turncoats, including at this point, Lindsey Graham, who famously on January 6th said, I've had enough. I've done enough. I really tried to help here, as he fast-tracked the illegitimate presidency of Biden by standing down along with Mike Pence. Everybody is so sick and tired of these traitors. And by the way, I just want to show folks one interesting thing here. You mentioned Monster energy drink.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it up.
You're absolutely right about this symbolizing 666, but what it reminded me of when you said it is the tattoo on the back of Hunter Biden, which is of Finger Lakes, where human beings go missing. This is well known as a human trafficking area where people go missing and other bad stuff happens. But a fun fact, according to this idiot, he learned that Hunter Biden has a tattoo of the Finger Lakes across his back in honor of his mother, Nelia. I don't have any idea what that means. I think it's more likely that Hunter knows exactly what's going on because he's involved in it.
Oh, he's part of the satanic pedophiles. Let's call them what they are. Last time I was in Finger Lakes was July of 2019. I was driving home from a trip around the Great Lakes. And, you know, the Finger Lakes on the surface look, you know, totally normal. Farmland, lakes are beautiful. Went to a winery, had dinner out, right? Drove around the lakes with my... I have an autistic 23-year-old son who was 19 at the time, took him around, right? And my wife's in the car. So the three of us drove around. And like, you know, you went through Ithaca and Cornell, the beautiful campus. I've been to Cornell University many times, been to Ithaca campus many times. And when I was back in college, I dated a nice girl out of Rochester, New York, you know, a long time ago in college. Her father lived up in Rochester. And so that was right down top of the Finger Lakes. Not far at all. And then, you know, went to a couple of parties on Cornell campus and Ithaca campus and stuff. And you would never know that there was anything going on under the ground other than soil. Right. But we learned something in the last 5 years, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We've learned that Pizzagate has never been debunked. And when I covered that in earnest, thanks to Seth Rich, right, who leaked the actual intel coming from the demon rats in the DNC, and they whacked him for it. And we have that email from John Podesta saying he's all for making an example of the leaker. And then shortly thereafter, Seth Rich was murdered. Yeah, thanks to Seth Rich, we know that these people do traffic in children. The coded language they used in those WikiLeaks emails that John Podesta used, that Hillary Clinton used, that these people used, is all well known to be pedophilic coded language. And now we have the article from the New York Times about Instagram allowing pedophiles to traffic their wares over on Instagram. We know that that is correct. Pizza, hot dogs, all of those litany of words found in those emails is absolutely used and referenced in that New York Times article. So the New York Times has actually backed up what we've been saying for years, James.
Yeah, no longer conspiracy, is it? So I you know, conspiracy theorist label died, in my opinion, in August of 2019 when Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, right? That was the end of it, right? Because it jumped the shark. No one believed he died. Certainly, he didn't kill himself. If he is dead, he certainly didn't kill himself. He had help from CIA or Mossad or whoever decided to take him out, right? He was, because Epstein Island wasn't Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell running the show. It was an intel operation from day one. Mossad, MI5, CIA. They ran the show. They ran the show the entire time. It was a honeypot they set up so they controlled governments of the world. So governments of the world today can do what? Oh, could sign on to ESG and be bossed around and then have Pride Month, which is really demonic, right? You have Satan's first sin was pride. It's only pride flag is only six colors. God's rainbow is seven, the original rainbow. These demons can't create anything except chaos and grand deceptions. That's all they're capable of. And it's now coming out in the open. And what I love about the 17 platform, that was the best education system ever set up in the world since the beginning of the Ivy League schools. You got women in their late 20s, early 30s, all over Twitter, decoding everything from the vaccine to PCR tests, all of it, on down to deciphering BS, breaking mainstream, you know, Washington Post, New York Times narratives in less than 24 hours, right? Deconstructing false flags that are fake and so on and so forth. They have taken over the media. No one believes the media, and this is why Fox News ratings have crashed. So it's pretty awesome.
You sort of just made reference there to the 17th letter of the alphabet. So many people, even in our own space, call that an intel operation, a PSYOP. I agree with you to the extent that it woke people up and it helped. It encouraged people to follow breadcrumbs that led to real intel it that exposed real demon creatures.
It taught them who to look for, who to go after. It taught them. It was an education system. Yeah, it might be open source to the world, but at the end of the day, for these young people, they got the best education of their lives. I mean, it began on what, you know, what's strange about it? People say it's a conspiracy theory again, but it started on what day? Oh, October 28, 2017. Well, when did John Durham start his investigation? Oh, the same day, October 28, 2017. Gee, that's a coincidence. And it must be what the conspiracy theorist big media says it is. It's nonsense. It's Queen Esther, the 17th book of the Bible. We're going to have a great reversal coming up, right? When Haman and the gallows builder try to hang all the Jewish people throughout Mesopotamia. And by the way, my grandfather was Jewish. Just letting you know, both my parents came from Norway. His name was Abraham, so I have a little Jewish in me. So I have a lot of love there, right? But what's interesting is Haman built the gallows to hang Queen Esther and everyone else, all of her people. And it wasn't just in that one city. It was in multiple cities around. They were trying to exterminate the real Hebrew people of the day. And what was interesting, Queen Esther, the youngest of the eight concubine queens of the super powerful king, she broke protocol. No one had ever done that before. She was probably 18 or 19 years old at the time, or maybe 20. And she goes inside the inner sanctum of the king's court where no queen has ever gone before. And she went there and she risked her entire life and even her people's life by doing this because no one knew what the reaction was. What did the king join Haman and decide to hang her anyway, right? That didn't happen. He actually understood something evil was going on. And so the gallows builders hung on the gallows. So I could now, update this for 2023. I can see Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci getting a lethal injection in lieu of a vaccine as their way off the planet. That's what I see. So I see this reversal coming. It makes a lot of sense, but we're not there yet because we have to wake a lot of people up. And part of this is going to be many different events coming this summer that's going to really shock people awake. Shock awake, not just wake up. If you think 9/11 was big, what's coming this summer is going to be far more chaotic. It's going to be multiple events. I mean, when the rich people, the people in my community playing golf and stuff, pickleball, can't access some money one day or find no money in their bank accounts, that's going to change them a little bit. Don't you think they'll have a reaction or something? I think at that point they start waking up and then they will start trying to find their truth. What's going on? And then you got, cyber. So the cyber attacks, ransomware in these cities is a big deal because you go shut down communication to first response. So the emergency response gets shut down. You can shut down energy services, water, gas, electricity, wastewater, sanitation. They can basically create grid blackouts in certain places, right? They can shut down hospitals. They'll shut down payroll for sure. So if you work for the government, you're not getting paid, period, end of conversation. Because the whole system are held hostage by the hackers. So this is a big deal. So that's like the second leg. So you got a financial crash, cyber attacks in most major cities. Those couple of things are going on. We got the war in Ukraine that's going to push Russia to the brink because it's now going beyond Ukraine and we're going to go to a nuclear showdown of some kind. That might be the final scare event. And we got a lot more deaths coming from the bioweapon vaccines. I mean, it's happening. And so a lot of people I knew who live in blue cities and blue states, friends of mine, in fact, are all getting injured now. They weren't injured year before that. And they all thought the vaccines were helping because they didn't get really sick, but now they're getting sick. And they're not getting sick with normal stuff. They're getting bone cancer in the ribs. I never even heard of that in my entire life. You're getting microscopic aneurysm in the eye. Eye aneurysm? I've never heard of that either. I'm sure it exists in the past, but you don't hear about it because they're so extraordinarily rare. I'm sure there's a few cases of rib cancer in the past, every year. But not across the board. So all of this acute, weird cancers, the general umbrella is called turbo cancer. So the British hospitals, doctors over there called it turbo cancer. Why? because stage one, two, and three are completely gone. You go right to stage four. You don't have months to live. You got weeks to live, and you're done. Mm-hmm. This is AIDS on steroids, or as Dr. Judy Mikovits says, VAIDS, vaccine AIDS. That's exactly what's going on.
Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, it's all part of the bioweapons Depop program. I had Dr. Makis on, and we talked about turbo cancer, and we talked about in depth, we talked about Cause Unknown, the book from Edward Dowd, which illustrates and really honors hundreds and hundreds of young people who just died that should not have died because they took this bioweapon, and their pictures and their stories are in this book. I highly recommend people get it because it might help wake up people who are close to you and let them understand that that war is being waged against we the people. Now, I want to ask you something, since you're saying some bad things could happen this summer. I don't disagree, because I think that the demon creatures that run this world are all being exposed. It is part of the Great Awakening, right? Mm-hmm. Part of the apocalypse, the unveiling. Okay, I was just talking to a friend yesterday who I met for a happy hour. Scott Shera, by the way, is his name. His daughter, Grace, was murdered.
I know, Scott. He's on my show several times. Keep going.
His daughter, Grace, was murdered by that hospital in Appleton, Wisconsin, when she had, quote unquote, COVID. That's not what killed her. What killed her is all of the breathing suppression drugs and other litany of terrible things they put that girl on without the family's consent. But what Scott and I were talking about is the fact that this is all part of the apocalypse, because now people are talking about child sex trafficking, satanic ritual abuse. 6, 7, 8 short years ago, James, people were not talking about that. People didn't realize how evil the system is. So we've got a fallen system in a fallen world. And I have to ask you, what gives you hope? What gives you the most hope? Concrete evidence, if you have any, that we can take this thing back. Because if they steal another one, by the way, they're persecuting Trump as the Biden crime family does whatever the hell they want in this country. So they're persecuting Trump. We expect more indictments to come. They want to put him in prison, because we have a banana republic. So you tell me, if they steal another election in 2024, it's game over. Or are systems in place to prevent that from happening?
Well, we got to go to a near-death experience. Why? That is going to be, you know, the death of America, or the near-death of America. We got to be shocked awake. It's going to be the people that actually save the world. Once they're really awake, once they realize, hey, I didn't sign up to go to the edge of the great void and jump in and be destroyed and have my family destroyed with me in lives, or be enslaved by this Fed coin system, or have a chip in my brain and get vaccinated so my double helix, God-given double helix, turns to the 666 triple helix. I didn't sign up for any of this. And so when this comes out, it's over. Suddenly the Democrats and Republicans, I'm talking about the people, not the politicians. You got the BLM and Antifa, and you got Christian conservatives. They'll actually realize they won't love each other necessarily, but they'll realize they're no longer the enemy, right? The divide and conquer, you know, that thousands of year old playbook will end. They'll turn around, they'll look straight up, and you're going to see a very few group of people, maybe 1,000 at the top, running the entire show, everyone else enthralled, right? Enslaved, right? By blackmail, bribery, so on and so forth, by murder, right? They murder whistleblowers, all of this stuff. They're going to turn against them. And once they turn against them, if you think Bud Light and Target were hammered by the power of the purse, right? By not buying their products anymore, wait until it comes down the pike. People will say hell no to all of this. They're going to break away from it. big everything is going to collapse. The financial system will collapse because that is a fake financial system. And it's not backed by gold and silver. And what's odd enough is Texas is started its own currency that's going to be backed by gold. I guess that's a new financial system because the old financial system, the Babylonian banking system, is going to die. It's going to die in the vine. It's going to collapse. Rich people become poor overnight. This is kind of a God thing again, right? Where the super strong become weak in 24 hours, right? And vice versa. And the weak rise up. I actually see events like that this summer. You know, the fourth leg. So we have the financial crash, the cyber attacks, the nuclear scare event. But the fourth one is the border crisis. And yesterday on my show, Unrestricted Truths, I had Major Jeffrey Prather, and I had Christy Hutcherson for the Women Fighting for America. They're both experts on the border. They're both experts on the Chinese Red Dawn invasion of America. They get into it. Yeah, we're basically going to have some kind of localized warfare in the United States. And the military will probably have to step in at some point and tamp it down or whatever's going to happen. But that is coming. And this is all this four events, however they play out, whenever they come, they're going to be one body blow to another to the average American citizen. It's going to wake them the hell up really quickly.
Yeah.
So what's my real hope? My real hope, and I'm going to be honest here. If, the plan, the White House plan was always decode and decipher and use numerology against them. I mean, look, what was Durham's first day? Durham's first day to discuss in front of Congress, the events was yesterday. Well, what was yesterday? Oh, summer solstice. That is a satanic, pagan, ritual sacrifice day to the fake sun god, Ra. That's what that was. That is 21 in the 6 months, 666, 21 blackjack. It's another number they love to use. So Durham goes in there on the day giving a giant middle finger to the deep state, said, yeah, I'm going to start my thing, not on Tuesday the 20th, but on the first day of summer, 21st, summer solstice, and yeah, we're going to defeat the evil. That was a message sent by Durham, physically being there yesterday when it started. But let's go to the biggest number of the year. I'm not even worried about 2024 elections. It's all fantasy to me. It's too far off. There's too much going to happen, like I said. And by the way, there won't be another election in America, in my opinion, until the military white hats actually take control of it, right? Until actually it's one vote, one person, one day with an ID, right? That is what's coming. And so I'm not even worried about next year. But this November 22nd, wow, that's a big day. That's JFK's 60th anniversary of assassination. That is what began our plan to save the world. What better way to celebrate victory over the deep state, or maybe at that point, quasi-victory. I don't know how things play out, right, than that date. Why? So 11-22-2023. So 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4, 2023 is 7. Oh, 6 and 7 is 13. Oh, we got another Illuminati number, 13. This is the White Hats, bigger finger than Durham showing up yesterday to the deep state and cabal, the global satanic cabal. That is what is coming. So I actually am a believer in God. I've been that way my entire life. I believe that number is a very special number. And I'm really shocked, to be honest with you, of all the alternate patriot news people discussing everything else that's going on, but not talking about that day. The 60th anniversary, the number 13. What greater day to turn this all around than that? That is huge to me.
November 22nd, 2023. That's a very interesting observation. And I have to tell you, I am very personally gratified and excited to hear Robert Kennedy Jr. call these people out for who they are, for murdering his uncle and his father. That is a very, very big deal. It is a seminal event in the history of our country to have somebody whose family has been part of this system for so long come out and say the deep state assassinated John F. Kennedy. Because I've said so many times, James, I would even welcome a Rothschild family member themselves to come on my show if they wanted to tell the truth. If they wanted to start actually repenting for their evil and telling the truth, they would be embraced by the truth community. And again, I think it's part of the Great Awakening. And so in this battle for the soul of humanity and in this battle for the soul of our republic, the compliance of the people is the only thing that will allow them to get away with what they want to do to our nation. And I'll give you an example. People could choose to take the bioweapon or choose not to take it. The smart among us chose not to take it.
Yeah, but let's be honest here. And I got a vaccine-injured autistic son who's 23. So I've been down this path for 20 years against pharma.
Hey, me too. We've got a lot in common. My oldest son has autism.
Right? They lied to us. They withheld slide number 16 from the FDA. FDA should never approve any of the vaccines at all. They completely lied to the general public. So start there. You can blame the people for making the wrong choice, but they really weren't informed.
No, that's
right. They were
right.
coerced. They were bribed. So it really, I have a big heart for a lot of them. Right. I even told my friends, I go, you all know I have a vaccinated autistic son. How come you're not only one of my friends, and it wasn't one I grew up with. How come none of them asked me to give some information? Because I would have sent them at the time. Moderna on its own website had installing a software of life. I go, do you really want to be connected to the World Wide Web? Really? Is that what you want? Right. Right. I would have sent them some of the VAERS report from the CDC was coming in. Do you really want this? Right. No, they didn't ask. I would have given them public information, not stuff that I'm so far on a limb they'd never believe it, right? I'd give them, here, CDC and Moderna itself, go ahead. And I didn't learn about the slide 16. The slide 16 has 38 adverse events on it. Let's start with the first one, death. Oh, if people saw death in myocarditis, be like, well, what's my own pericarditis? Oh, that's heart inflammation, heart attacks, those things. Oh, autoimmune disease, right? Turbo cancer. If they saw all that stuff on one slide, you think the people, if that was the handout from their doctor, you think they would have actually taken the freaking vaccine?
Yeah, let me ask you something. That's so interesting. That I jotted down a note. It pisses me off too. So listen to this. What I was driving at as it pertains to our compliance is amongst all the evil things that are coming, including a financial collapse potentially, is the IMF pushing a global central bank digital currency. People just need to say no. Do not participate. Yeah, Absolutely, reject it out of hand. But here's what I wanted to ask you.
Move to Florida or move to Indiana, because both those states have banned CBDC,
yeah,
by the way.
And listen to this. So Scott Scher and I, when we were talking yesterday, I mentioned this idea of so many people in the population being NPCs, non-player characters. And he says, what is that? He's not a video game guy. So I explained it. And I said, most people just float through life and never get educated and never participate and reject this information that you and I are discussing out of hand, like the people you tried to wake up regarding the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Yeah. And Scott laughed. He said, I'd never heard that before. He said, what does NPC mean? Does it mean non-participating citizen? And I laughed. I said, no, that's even better. That's even better. So I think what you're saying is things need to get bad enough to wake up the NPCs.
Yes.
But I'm not sure the NPCs will ever wake up.
No, there's going to be 5% that not. There's 5% sociopath, narcissists. So they got 10% of the world population and they're going to like just push aside. It's just, you know, some people would be too far gone, right? Other people are going to be shocked awake to the point where they realize their entire life and everything they were taught by their parents or grandparents are also a lie. Not their fault, right? We all grew up in this matrix. Some of them are going to just check out. They're going to just off themselves. Hate to say it, but that's got to be a reality, because some people never deal with reality. If they're an NPC and suddenly they're not an NPC and they realize what they will be stunned by the truth, totally stunned. And it will break the psyche of some of them, unfortunately, and the hearts of many of them. And that's sad, but that is reality. So, yeah. So human nature, right. Very blanket statement. But, yeah, you see too many people in life. You know, they got convenience. They got this modern world. Everything's easy. You know, I used to dig ditches and strike hammers in my summers during college and stuff. Right. So I've poured concrete and oil, building an oil rig in Norway back in the early 80s. I've done all those things, right? And eventually I went into construction, but on the management side. So I've done all those things. But if you have kids that don't do those things, if you have the screen generation lose their internet and all the things they do on their phone, iPad, you know, laptop, wherever, for 10 days or 2 weeks, that's going to shock them awake. They're going to have to look up and like, oh, the tree's over there. Oh, wow, look at New York City. That's a pretty nice skyline. I mean, it is going to be momentous for them. It is completely going to wake them up. It's going to shock them, because it's going to shock the system and them, and it's going to be great to see. So I actually look forward to this wake-up call. Because general people, NPCs do what? They're the path of, they choose the path of least resistance all the time. Nothing, they're no different than a glass of water. You spill it. and a glass of water, if it hits an obstruction, will just flow around things, right? This is exactly how too many people operate. Path of least resistance, and it's actually not healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's sad, too, that so many of our friends, neighbors, and colleagues are unable to digest and comprehend the information that you and I are discussing. They literally don't speak the language. They don't know what a central bank is. They certainly don't understand what the roots of the Federal Reserve Bank is. They don't understand who founded the intelligence agencies, which have now gobbled up and criminalized our federal government. Our federal government, again, is now Bud Light. It has lost the confidence of at least 30% of the population, and it should be far higher than
and
that.
It's growing. But when each one of these events happen,
yeah,
right, with the puppet Biden regime in there, you know,
yeah.
Biden's going down now as the worst president of all time. He's going to own the financial crash. He's going to own the cyber crash. He's going to own the poking a Russian beer into a nuclear scare event. He's going to own that. He's going to own a Biden crisis. Oh, Biden's going to own all of the events that happened, the four horsemen of 2023, right? The financial crash, cyber poly crisis. Oh, my God, the border, Red Dawn invasion. Oh, and the nuclear scare. Biden owns all of it.
Yeah, Biden, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing that makes it so difficult to continue to view our situation as cup half full. Biden is a bought and paid for literal puppet of the New World Order, who also is a traitor to we the people and the Republic of the United States. And the mainstream media and the FBI and the DOJ are all bought up and paid for too, so they don't care. And so now the painful conclusion of all of that, James, is that we literally live in a banana republic. And the only thing that is going to save us at this point, you say it's the people. Maybe there's a white hat military option in this thing. But we need a divine, we need divine intervention. We need a miracle of some sort.
We need an act of God. We need God to step in at some point. I agree with that. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. But so how would this all roll out? It might be the people first or an act of God first. I don't know. Right. But then it's the military. The military is going to move in when the people kind of wake up, and then there's a real point of danger. Because when the people wake up and realize they've been lied to, gaslit by everybody to take the shots, and then they know they've been deliberately poisoned. Wow. You're not talking about the five stages of grief. You're not talking about, being sad, accepting, negotiating, none of that nonsense. You're going to be hell to pay. It's going to be a reckoning. They're going to be looking for blood like the villagers, with the pitchforks and torches going to Frankenstein's castle. That's what's coming.
Yeah.
And so as the 17 platform says, the people that are known to the public will never be able to walk down the street again, ever in the open. They wouldn't survive. They wouldn't survive a block. And so what's going to happen, the military would probably have to step in at that point. Because at that point, You're not dealing with little young cherries that are BLM and Antifa and all that nonsense. You're dealing with actual First Amendment, Second Amendment people. You're dealing with a lot of people that might have voted Democrat, taking the jazz, believing in it, and suddenly realizing, oh my God, they're going to revolt. It is going to be hell to pay, and you don't want to be a politician like Kathy Hochul. You want to be any of the Cuomo brothers. You don't want to be anyone remote like, forget the clowns in D.C. I'm talking about lower level mayors and stuff like that. Politicians, governors in states. They're actually going to probably pray for the military to arrest them, because the people are going to get to them. It's going to be bloody hell for them.
Well, I do wonder when it gets to that point, because like I said, part of this unveiling, part of the apocalypse, part of this great awakening is now, at least those of us who can see and think, realize how dire our situation is as we now suffer with a banana republic government, a criminal, literal criminal, bought and paid for federal government. So as we round out the conversation, I do want to just go big picture here and leave the audience here and get your reaction to it, James. This clip from Archbishop Vigano, who warned President Trump about what he called the children of darkness while Trump was still president. And I think he helped wake Trump up to the spiritual nature of this war. So let's just play this, because regardless of how all of this shakes out, what Vigano says in this 2-minute clip is the absolute truth.
Those who do not adapt to this fourth industrial revolution will find themselves ousted and will lose. They will lose everything, including their freedom. In short, Klaus Schwab is threatening the head of government of the 20 most industrialized nations in the world to carry out the programmatic points of the Great Reset in their nation. This goes far beyond the pandemic. It is a global coup d'etat against which it is essential that people rise up and that the still healthy organ of state start an international juridical process. The threat is imminent and serious. Since the World Economic Forum is capable of carrying out its subversive project, and those who govern nations have all become either enslaved or blackmailed by this international mafia.
See, that's the crux of this entire conversation. Everybody yep. in power, most of the people in power, have been blackmailed. And I think that's why you see 20 rhinos go along with not wanting to censure.
Of course they don't, because they're all blackmailed. Got skeletons in the closet, every one of them. They can't arrest each other. They can't indict each other. They can't censure each other. They're all criminals.
Right.
That's why the military is the only way. Yeah, I know it's an old saying, but you know what? It is the only way. So let's go back to Ukraine, because I want to end Ukraine, because I love Archbishop Agano. He's about the only one out of the Vatican area, Rome, that's actually been telling the truth the last 3 years. He's been amazing. He's been great. Love him. So Ukraine, after World War II, or maybe at the very end of World War II, the Vatican, the Red Cross, had been given a highway going from Eastern Germany, Berlin, into Western Ukraine. On that highway, that like no-fly zone or no-war zone, 50,000 Nazis. They led 50,000 Nazis, hard Nazis, into Western Ukraine to Rigo. We never, ever heard about that. Simon Wiesenthal, the great Nazi hunter and others, they've all chased down Nazis. Where? North America, United States, Ohio, right? All South America, Argentina, all of these places, all over Europe. We never heard about Ukraine. My father's from Norway. My mom's from Norway. I'm first generation. My father's reading books in the 60s and 70s on Hitler, everything, trying to understand everything. Well, son of a gun, if you go read Martin Bormann's book, Aftermath, what happened? The Vatican actually took an active role in sending the Nazis over. So now what are we looking at? We actually got the real Nazis in Ukraine. Not the Ukrainian people. I'm talking about the real Nazis. Are they Khazarian Mafia? Very good chance they're Khazarian Mafia, right? I don't know their entire bloodline. But I tell you what, they're not Ukrainian like people think they are. They're a foreign entity in Ukraine, been established there for the last 80 years. And we're looking at what now? We're looking at their grandchildren probably from World War II, right? Or great-grandchildren. We're looking at third or fourth generation Nazis. They're called the Azov Nazis. You see flags of them with the blue and yellow sign. And by the way, the blue and yellow flag colors has satanic symbolism. Baphomet, the devil that sits there, the half human, half whatever, you know, the mutant, right? The devil worshiper, his idol, you found the original one was blue up top, yellow on the bottom. How about that? So the entire Ukrainian flag, which is all fiction, is a satanic symbol, no different than the pride flag. That's how I like to end the show. Because we're fighting the demons of Ukraine. That's why Ukraine is the truth. Ukraine is the truth. When people realize the adrenochrome harvesting, the organ harvesting, right, the child sacrifice, the gun operations, the human trafficking, human, I'm talking about adults, in Libya, as Perwano Savin said on my show 6 months ago, right? All of the money laundering operations in the world run through Ukraine. When people begin to understand this, and now they see the West and NATO and the corrupt DOD and the corrupt finding $6 billion out of nowhere to send to Ukraine, right? And Congress under Pelosi sending Ukraine, and Pelosi dressing in a blue pantsuit one day, the yellow suit another. I mean, it just make me vomit, right? She's satanic. That's what we're fighting. And we had 46 biolabs here. Let's not forget that. So the truth's going to come out of Ukraine. And once the people wake up to the fact that they've been poisoned, they've been targeted for death, they've been targeted for elimination, they've been targeted for enslavement, they've been targeted for transhumanism. Wow. Is there going to be some incredible stuff happening in front of us?
Well, there needs to be, man. And I pray, I pray so hard that it be so. What you just said, I pray that it happens, because again, now we can see the demon creatures on both sides. And as we end the conversation talking about Ukraine, it's not just the left. How about Lindsey Graham going there recently and visiting with Zelensky and saying it's the best money we ever spent? These
Mitch
people
was there.
Are bought and paid for.
Mitch McConnell visited last year, visited Ukraine.
Yeah. And how about the bitter pill of this? The Pentagon's new accounting error provides another $6 billion for Ukraine, and we can't get a damn border wall. We can't get anything for veterans. We can't get anything done about infrastructure in this country.
We
can't
homeless.
Do anything about it. I was just going to say, can't help the homeless.
Bobby Kennedy was in San Francisco last week on the homeless talking about that. Incredible.
It's absolutely disgusting. And in response to that news that just broke the other day about $6 billion more for Ukraine because of a Pentagon accounting error. You want to talk about accounting errors? How many trillions are missing from the Pentagon that they can't account for?
21 trillion.
It's absolutely horrific. And I pray to God it wakes everybody up, because Vigano's warning is this, guys. If we comply with the Great Reset, they will destroy your life and your family. They will put you on the CBDC plantation of serfdom. They will force vaccinate. They will legalize pedophilia.
They will push you into smart/15-minute cities, and that's your termination point. That is where they will force vaccinate you monthly. That is where they will 5G you to death. That is where they're going to GMO and bug feed you to death. That is where you're going to die.
Those are my conclusions as well, James. United Nations Agenda 2030 is a nightmare scenario, and it's brought to you by the same international criminal bankers that have brought us so many ailments of this nation, that brought this world so much hideous death and destruction. It always goes back to the international criminal banksters and the Khazarian Mafia, in my view. If you guys want to learn more about James's view, you can visit him over at ampnews.us, American Media Periscope, the one, the only James Grunvig, an outspoken proponent of the white hats. And for that, I like it, man. I like having you on. I like having guests like you on, because you give us the spirit of hope when it seems like the deck is completely stacked against us. James, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean. Great talking to you. Appreciate coming on your show.
Appreciate having you. Thanks for coming on today. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Three antidotes to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and yours, friends. Bye-bye.
These cows are eating the herbicides. These cows are eating glyphosate. These cows are eating, or cows or any other animals we're consuming, are eating atrazine. And then we eat these animals that are completely inflamed because they're eating non-real food filled with poisons.